this name can be had, can be contacted only within our own body. This is what Guru Arjuna says on this subject. Now stating further, Swamiji says, cleaning the mind and soul is vocal, ascend within to find unequivocal. We have to make use of both the vocal and the divine. By the help of vocal, we shall associate ourselves with the Master and we shall clear all our doubts. When our inquiry is completed, that everything is within us, we will request the Master to initiate us and we shall sit at meditation early in the morning for 2 or 3 hours according to his instructions. It will result in withdrawal of attention up to the eye center. Guru Nanak says, likewise, close the doors of 9 exits, live absorbed in the 10th, your own. Closing the 9 openings, withdrawing attention from these, we are each a lane leading to the kingdom of God. What is happening there? Where unending echoes of unplayed music, where unending echoes of unplayed music are audible to a master alone. The life of all the lives in all the universes is there. That is divine music. The same thing is said by Guru Ram Das, fourth master of the sixth Guru Nanak being the first. 9 doors, all these 9 are tasteless, sweet nectar drops in the 10th. Yogis came to the Gurus and asked them about the Nam and its location. The latter, the master told them that when you transcend the 6 centers of the body to come up, you will then contact that holy name, divine in nature. The sweetness of the nectar that liberates is not found below the eye center. When you ascend higher, there is nectar that you drink. The same thing is said by other saints. Just look into your holy box. When your inquiry is completed, you will come to the point that all speak of the same truth. Name divine and the name are one. Through your soul you can listen. The music divine which is reverberating is to lead us to the named. When you meet the named, you become the named. Every drop that joins the ocean becomes the ocean. Similarly, the soul merging in God becomes God. All saints who ascended on the higher planes have one mission, to merge soul into God. A soul absorbed in music divine is what I call the name divine. When the soul clings to the power, Ram as you call it, you get peace. Ram means who is diffused all over the world. Every person has showers of nectar within, but who is drinking that nectar? Maya, lust, anger, etc. While enjoying sweet things in the world, we are being robbed of our treasures. When vacating the 9 engines, we ascend to Turiya, the first region of the Masters, 1000 flame region. You receive nectar and showers there, tasting which lust, anger, etc. Ramas will take to their heels. You will then realize how lost you are in a dream. This physical life then appears only a dream. The divine music that is reverberating there will lead us to the God. Soul and God become one. Birth and death end. The aim of this human life is fulfilled. Without a master and without acting up to his advice, it is neither living nor knowing. Swamiji says, there are only two ways to achieve these triggers. First, the initiation by the master who has sent within, including his instructions and association. Just as a student who does not go to a teacher cannot receive education, so a person without a master cannot see God. Guru Nanak spoke the same. No one gets him without a master. May he be doing million other things. Go on reading millions of books. Go on repeating words or formulas. And go on doing charitable deeds. You cannot ascend within without a master who himself ascends within. Guru Nanak says again, let hundreds of moons be so bright. Let thousands of suns shed their light. Without a master it is ever so dark. Of little avail is all their light. If millions of suns and moons arise in this world, they will give light outside, but closing your eyes, you will find all darkness within. As no art or no language can be learned without a teacher, even so you cannot ascend within and learn the spiritual knowledge without a spiritual teacher. Only a man can teach another man. The second way is of our own efforts. After our initiation by a master, of course. What a lucky disciple he is who is longing to get at this. Saints and masters say that a person who, having got a chance of human life, is anxious to ascend within or see God is very, very fortunate, because there are no better riches than the divine name. It cannot be burnt by fire. It cannot be dissolved by water. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot be robbed by black angels. If a person is coming to us divine name, that is towards God, he is very, very vain. Swamiji regrets and says that they got a human life, the highest of all creation. Yet they did not go within. It was the only chance to achieve liberation. If one failed here, there are no other comers, for long at least. Such a priceless life with a God after such a long time was wasted in vain. There are two powers within every man. One is negative, the other is positive. The negative power does not allow us to go within, but without going within, we are nowhere. Therefore, our life is wasted. We got a human life, but we could not become a man. Taking pity, the saint reminds, without prejudice, so very kind, giving the secret of five names, showing the path and visit again. In the Supreme World, Lord saw that entire humanity was deluded. He sent his saints. You may call them saints, fakir, or any other name. Call them masters if you like. They are commissioned by Lord God, and so they have come here. They neither create a religion, nor disband another. They advise that God is within you. They show us the path as well, and ask us to put in our efforts so as to rend the veil within. Moreover, they do not ask us to go alone. They assure us that they are with us, outwardly as well as inwardly, on the heavens within, helping us to cross the different regions. Maulana Rum says, the personality who remains with you while in this earthly life, also as though in the life hereafter, whether you leave the body at that moment, or while you are in body and transcend it. Such a saint is only a true saint. They advise us not to leave the nationality, not the religion, not family. All saints who might have come in different nations or religions had a single law in night preaching and the same result. But those who are within the ethical codes are not on this path. When saints come in this world, they do not make distinction in a white or a black, a Hindu or a Muslim. They look to the love of the person on the soul. What is their teaching? There are five musical notes of the divine world reverberating within you. It gives divine bliss. Go within, listen to them. Guru Nanak and other saints say the same thing. As said by Kabir, five notes unplayed are audible. Along with the Lord Supreme, humble Kabir worships him. His formless form and unplayed music. Banerjee, another saint, has also said, five musical notes are reverberating, adoring the Lord with chords in thunder and clouds. This is also the path of Dadu, Paikin, Molarum, and Hafiz. Jesus also spoke of the word divine. Saint Matthew's refer about the power of the word, says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. This word has the sanctifying effect. Again, Saint John says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Ye are clean through the word that I have spoken to you. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and it is discerner of the thoughts and interior of the heart. Then again, saying about this very word, they say, that this world in the beginning was the world, and the world was with God, and the world was God. The world was in the beginning with God, all things were made by him, and with him was not anything made that was made. By the word of Lord were the heavens made. This is another saying of the Genesis. Guru Nanak and others also spoke in the same tone. They said, God is the creator of the universe, of all planes. God was in the beginning when there was nothing created. The whole world sprang up after the world came to be. And a divine link can be had with an English man. This world says, these riches are in their hands. and through them these are available. They will say, oh brother, there are within you, your soul as well as divine, within you, soul as well as divine music. Do nothing else but unite your soul with music. How simple. It neither requires roaming all over the country, nor settling down at places of pilgrimages. They only advise us to go within. When we go within, we realize. It does not mean in any way that the outer social religions are not digits. They are. Man is social. He has to live in a society. The societies are formed by man. God never earmarked any of them. God made and sold bodies. The social bodies were formed with the laws and regulations to make a man, to avoid all corruption in the society, to have a clean life, an ethical life, to become a good world citizen. This serves as a work of the nurse, as a midwife, to bring forth child. And midwife is only helping factor, does not bring forth child. It is the mother only who brings forth child. Similarly, the social bodies are meant to assist us as midwives for attaining the higher purpose of life. With this view clear cut before then, the Master, giving details of divine notes, regions, sub-regions, divine codes. They do not only describe the five names, their lights, their distinctive notes, and other information of the path, but they accompany us within all stages. They give the path of music in soul, but man of earth have different codes. They do not advise us whether we should keep long hair on our heads and are kept on all six, or we should cut them short as are cut by Hindus and others. They advise us simply to connect our soul to divine music within and enjoy the bliss. But people are unfortunate. They give it free without any money, as it is one of the gifts of nature which are given all free, the sun, air and water. What more can they do? They ask us to ascend higher than the nine rupees. But our sinful negative power do not allow us to go that way. They help ascension of soul within, showing the creator and creation therein. Guru Kabir says, a sinner does not like devotion and worship of Master, just as a fly does not like fragrance of sandalwood, but it hovers all day long over the stools. The sinful ones are those whose minds are dirty, do not like devotion to God. They do not come this way, just as flies do not come near sandalwood, musk or camphor, or other sweet smelling things, but they will build over the bad smelling stools always. They dislike perfumes. Those who meet the Master are not inclined to roam all over the mountains, lonely places, places of pilgrimage or idols. They are rather told that God is within them. Ascending a little show of this plane, ascending a little above this plane, in the center of thousand flames, they do not give them a blind belief that they will be given after death. A cluster of 1,000 flames shall be visible and nectar shall be received. only then the conviction will come that all the heavens are within. They are, however, given some light within to transcend to the higher plane to see these lights. As they send higher, they will be further satisfied. Mohammedan names are in Arabic, other names are in Sanskrit and in other languages, but all through myself at the same part. Through crooked lane to Tirupati, reaching the door of purity. Now the mask Swamiji gives a general review of the various stages the soul has to pass to reach ultimately to the home, our true home. When one starts the higher course above the eyes, one reaches Turiya, the first region to start with. After that, the second region to jump through a circuit sway. Then from Brahm to Pabrahm, the third region, reaching there, the soul realizes himself and is divested of all physical, astral and mental bodies. Then she says, I am the soul. Until one reaches that region, man has not the clear-cut view of self-involved. Crossing Mahasun with Playar, enjoying the nose of Kishore, Abhavar in Playar. Leaving that, the soul further ascends to Mahasun, the upper part of the third region. Leaving that too, she comes to Bahangupa, the fourth region of Soham. Mohammedans call it Anahu, meaning as you are, so am I. Similarly, Soham also means as you are, so am I. Soul is divested of all the physical, astral and mental bodies and knows that I am at the top of the ocean of consciousness. And Lord is an ocean of consciousness. So he sees and says, as you are, so am I. So which is the original, immutable, we are backed by notes, divine and audible. What I mean has started is Masnavi, the book of verse, from this point. It is a very nice book of his spiritual path. He has started his book from this region. Listen to the flat notes of a flute, complaining of a separation from the Lord. Maulana says that the flute like notes of Soham are of the soul who has realized the fourth stage, the Bhavangupa relates a story of separation. When I was separated from the Bhavangu forest or such khanda, I became unhappy leaving my nation. Soul is a part of God. We are separated from Him. We will be in peace again when we reunite. God is Satkhan, our Mukami Hak, our true home. This is the last region where it drops giants. It shows the ocean. Beyond Alakhan, beyond Agam, a home of divine, a divine home. The power that creates the universe, as the universe is, has no parallel in the world, because the notes of the music here may resemble the notes of the bagpipe, and it has been referred to. Guru Nanak also says, if you remain all time absorbed in the bliss of Master's feet, you will one day bear, here, O Nanak, the divine basic of the bagpipe, that is, you will reach your true home. The Lord Divine, Radha Swami, is so benign, who gives us hints of Bhagavad Divine, where the soul ultimately dissolves, is called Radha Swami. Many saints have called him Swami. All these names have been suggested by saints. Difference lies in names only. Otherwise, he is Anami, that is, no name. Gentlemen, from the foregoing talk just given, you will gather that there is one God overhead. God made only ensouled bodies. So, in the essence, of the same essence as that of God. So all humanity is one. And true brothers. Their bodies are similar. They have two eyes. Each man has got two eyes, two ears, nostrils, mouth, and the rectum and the other thing. Outer formation is the same and the inner construction of the body is also the same. There is no difference between one man and another. The inner construction of the body is also the same. Souls have the same difficulty before them to solve. Each man's soul is bound in the mud, in the under mind, indriyas, in body. We have to liberate our soul from the bondage of mind and indriyas as well as body. And by self-analysis, and know our own self. This is the teaching of all the past great saints. The Upanishads say, know thyself. Christ did also say, know thyself. Guru Nanak also said in the same way, unless we know ourselves by self-analysis, this outward grand delusion in which we are passing cannot be satisfied. So to know oneself is the first step to be taken on the way to realization of the ourself called God. That is why in many scriptures more stress is laid on knowing oneself. Knowing of God comes next. It is so better to realize the old self of God. Neither the mind, nor intellect, nor the ideas, of good faculties. So one who has known himself is only fit to know God. And it is the soul that has to realize God. The one way up to contact the Lord is God's name or word. Kalma or the world. The Zoroastrians called it Sarosya. God is wordless, nameless. He's got no name. But the divine link, which is in the neat man sporting the soul, when that divine link is withdrawn, the soul withdraws from the body and we meet with death. Similar to the same power is upholding the whole creation. And that power is withdrawn from there. There is annihilation, dissolution, grand dissolution follow. So this is the connecting link between man and God. This divine link is in each man. But that can be had only when you transcend the body. That power is named by so many words by the many saints and for the scriptures. by from the name, so long as you do not contact the named, which is expressed in so many words by the various saints, the true prophet of life cannot be reached. That divine link can be contacted only through the favor of the Master.
Good morning, and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kripal Singh. The recording you just heard was the last half of Master's Message from India, which was recorded in Delhi, India, in 1955. Our reader this morning is Eric Love. Hello, Eric.
Hello, and good morning, and good morning, everyone. I'm going to be reading from a wonderful talk called Grace Washes Away Everything. And you can find that in Satsang Edition, November of 76. From the Satsang Master gave August of 1974. I'm going to jump right into the middle of it here. We were worrying about you. One man was missing. Thank God you were found. Everyone chuckles. Yes. Anybody else? Come up. In the book Godman, you mentioned a few of the laws like the law of sympathy, the law of supply and demand, but most of what you talked about seemed to be the law of grace. And I wondered if you could comment on how grace overrides everything, the grace of the Master. Repeat again, please, repeat again, not hurriedly, but you'll find in your own question understanding. Would you mind commenting about our mind, surely, but all right, the meaning of grace? Grace? Yes, the Master's grace. Further, what do you want? Further. This could be so many things. Question, how it overrides these other things like the law of sympathy and demand, the law of sympathy, supply and demand, the law of sympathy, law of karma. Master, when you are a mother, your young child requires help. You help. You see, there is nobody to look after her. On cold nights, she does not allow the child to lose any heat. She gives her own blanket to the child. First, he gives you food for eating, drinking, and then many things come up and go to help, which are unasked for. With all your efforts, you cannot even rise above. He comes to help you. You say, how come? This is from him. No. Oh, hold on a minute. I lost my place. Here we go. No return. Grace comes. He requires no compensation, no return. Just as mothers always have pity, grace for the child, so is Master's love. With his little thought, you weep like anything. Do you follow? His very look is inspiring. When you see somebody very happy through eyes, they illuminate. The whole atmosphere will be charged, is it not? Grace is a matter of no compensation. For the matter of grace, as I told you, is as the child-mother relationship. So naturally it is that he takes you above the law of as yourself, so shall you reap. For a while you rise above your body consciousness. He raises you above the level of as you sow, so shall you reap. So grace, what does grace mean? Now I will tell you an example from which comes from the Quran. One man left his hearth and home and went into the jungle in his very childhood. There was no water, no food. God made arrangements to quench his thirst by providing a fresh running stream for water, which was always flowing. He used to drink that water and bathe in it and do penances. All his life was spent in that way. You see, so ultimately he had to go and was presented to God. This man had veneration for all, left his hearth and home, all enjoyments, all attachments, etc. God said, well, look here, we forgive you out of grace. He said, I have killed myself. I left hearth and home. I remained in the jungle, have gone through all penances. With all that, you forgive me out of grace? I should be compensated. I've done so much. God said, all right, tell me what you have done. I'll compensate. He kept quiet. To keep quiet means half consent, does it not? God said, well, look here. There was no spring of water for miles. Then one spring was raised there for you. There was a tree that gave one big full pomegranate, fully ripe, free. That was done only for your sake. Take it in compensation for all your penances. Do you get the true message? Justice and grace are two different things. He said, all right, forgive me for any reason you like. So have you read Drop D? The last part, he refers to the pure of heart having the key that unlocks the door to the kingdom of the Lord. Pure among us. It is not by force that you can have that thing. Forget yourself for a while like a babe. Babe has no self. If the inner eye is open, that is the level that we're at. We are not the doers. There is no self. That comes of itself. He would like everyone to become king, a king, but cannot. For that all are crying in agony. You cannot entune yourself to God without grace. Not by effort, just grace. Look here. Yogis have taken hundreds of years to vacate the body, to leave the lower chakras. Hundreds of years. You get it the very first day. Is it not grace? Nobody can do it of himself. Be released from coming and going. Because as you think, so you become. If you sow the seeds, you'll harvest them unless his grace descends to you. So that is forgiveness, grace, and compassion. Ordinarily, man lights up a heaven, but there is darkness underneath. The lamps are burning and lighting down, spreading light ends, and there is darkness again. One law is justice, and the other is grace. Forgiveness and grace. So it happened in my life that my wife had come from an outside station, and I went to receive her. She was in a multitude, and at this point, a thief cut off the pocketbook from her. The police appointment for that purpose caught the man red-handed, Now, that policeman wanted me to report to the station. They called the complaint, you see. I told them, well, it's only money. It's all right. God forgive you. No, this should stop. They called him to go to the police station with my wife. You know, these thieves are not attended properly. I told them, I have to go to my office. I can't stay here. All right. It will be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes passed. 1/2 hour passed. 1 hour passed. They went to the superintendent in charge. Well, I have to go. It is for their sake I have come. It was recorded. They were just trying to break that boy, striking him blows. I have not committed. I have not committed. So the case came to the court. I was there, and the policeman was there. I had to attend to my wife. My wife was away. Had to attend. My wife was away. She never attended. The man who had committed the thing was there. And a relative was also there. Judge began the case. Yes. Between justice and grace, which is greater? Is justice greater or is grace greater? Greater, unquote. I told him, grace is. Justice is not done in society. Then the man said, no, no, it is not so. Excuse me, justice is never done. This is the right thing I am telling you. When grace descends, there is forgiveness. So I told him, a greater man is he with right understanding forgives. He who with right understanding forgives. Look here. This man, the judge, wants to forgive. He's advocated for this purpose, but they won't let him. So I attended the court. The judge was there. I told him, dear friend, if you could let him off for any excuse, you'd be a great advocate. First, I had to talk to him. Was there any complaint against him in the court before? He said, no. Then he said, all right, let him off in the morning. Let him off in the morning. Now what happens? Whenever I pass there, they say, here he is. This you hear, grace, washes away all, everything. There is no compensation for grace. That's a good question. I was once called as one of the juror in a big court. That was a very easy case, never seen before. Master leaned forward, looked very serious as he seemed to relive that moment in the courtroom. He paused before continuing. It struck me, judge not others that you may not be judged. I requested from the judge, will you kindly let me go? I am not to judge. He was also a solemn saint in the ship. Between grace and justice, he who judges another man is never satisfied. He will go on. There are small courts, high courts, privy council court. It goes on 4 or 5 years. When wrangling goes on between two preachers, each man says, I have the right to sow the seeds of righteousness, you see. Now do you understand what grace is? Out of grace, you are all forgiven. With avatars, there is no grace. Abiz says, ultimately at the end, he came to know that the kingdom of the saints is of forgiveness. With what I tell you to do, you can leave the body in minutes, in no time, to rise above the body from the stone. Those whose inner eyes are open to see the light of God, is this not grace? look to your destiny, to our Master. It is very good of him. In my life once, on a Sunday morning, I was in the satsang hall. I had to give a talk. Just when it was about to start, I came to learn that Master had come to Lahore. Now I was of two minds. What do I do? Should I start the satsang, give a talk, or go to Master? I decided. I am ordered. So I attended to his satsang. It was 12 o'clock. Later in the afternoon, I ran up to the place where he was supposed to be, but he had returned to Bias. I could not decide whether I had done right or wrong. So I ran up by train, reached there about 3 or 4 o'clock. I related all this to him and told him that I did not know whether I had done right or wrong. He said, "I'm glad you've done your duty. I ordered you. Masters have respect their duty without any consideration of whether you get anything in return or not. I had a young daughter who was sick. She died at night. I wrapped her up. Next morning, I had to give a talk at satsang. So I asked somebody to take care of the body and told him not to make a fuss about it. The people said, 'What sort of man is he?' Truth is there. That was according to the teachings of the Masters. His word should be law. It is the Bible truth. Master's Quran. If you stick to it, such like, see in me their faith. Now do you follow what is meant by grace?' There are so many things. I got a telephone message from my wife. 'Your son is dangerously ill. Come at once.' On the way, I met another satsangi who was upset. 'What is the matter with you?' He answered, 'My son is sick. He has been sick for 3 weeks now. Did you have him treated?' 'I've got no money.' 'So what did I do?' 'I went to the son, called for the doctor, got the medicine for him, stayed there 3 or 4 hours, and helped him with his son. Then I went to see my son.' This is to love your neighbor as thyself. An initiate is more than a neighbor also, is it not so? It is a matter of living. Saying is something else. Living is something else. Therein we see love. Now we find this is again very reciprocal. In that way we can say, 'O Lord, we are grateful to you, for you have given the secret, not to the worldly wise, but to the babes, in whom there is no ill will, no doership, no compensation, no thought for return.' Yes, anymore? That was a good question. If we only learn that much about it. All right, God bless you. Food is time has come. Go jolly." So now I'm going to move over to a talk Master gave that you can find in Spiritual Elixir, Chapter 4, and it's called Karma, the Law of Action and Reaction. "Please explain why the enactment of the drama of life. It is all an expression," Master says, "of the inexorable law of karma. Desire is the root cause of all bondage and rebirth. Unless one becomes a conscious co-worker of the divine plan, by complete self-surrender and annihilation of the ego, the goal of spiritual perfection cannot be attained. Please refer to the Wheel of Life for exhaustive explanation. Question: how much are our lives preordained, and what part does free will play after we become initiates? Master: six things are preordained or covered by fate, karma, and they are health and sickness, poverty and opulence, and honor and ignominy, which means shame and disgrace. And I'm going to read that again. Six things are preordained or covered by fate, karma: health and sickness, poverty and opulence, honor and ignominy. Strenuous effort, self-control, and discipline do play an important role for our betterment with the grace of the Master. Many dear ones with unhappy and checkered careers claim to have become saintly persons after holy initiation and faithful meditations on Holy Nam. For elaborate discussion, reference is invited to the Wheel of Life. Question: what happens after death? Do we enter another place or go through a period of birth and growth and groping until we find our Master again? Master: it is supposed that the question relates to the initiates of the Living Master only, and as such it should be understood in the light of what follows. The dear ones who have been blessed with the sacred boon of holy initiation into the mysteries of the beyond are all granted full protection by the gracious Master Power in the beyond. Most of their karmic debts are paid off as if they had lived their normal fate karmas. Smaller karmic debts are paid off even before leaving the body, and as such they are not reincarnated. If, however, there remain some overwhelming worldly desires, the initiated souls are granted human birth, but are placed in such congenial environments where they will have the chance of continuing their inner journey by meeting the Living Master working at the time. Spiritual growth and progress thus continues under his guidance. Question: why must our past lives be concealed from us? It has a significance. The entire human life is a dharma based on the inexorable law of karma, which results in a union and separation of the souls for the liquidation of their mutual give and take. If one is told about these karmic debts involved, and the sons or daughters born to us are only our past debtors, the reason and the sense of their breeding will be harmed. It is one of the chief functions of the negative power to conceal these truths from the humans for keeping the earth life going. You will perhaps be astonished to know that Cal has obtained three main boons from the Almighty, as contained in Sarabhacham. These are: number one, nobody will know of his or her past life. Two, nobody should know about his or her exact time and date of death. And three, the Living Master should not grant holy initiation to humans by showing miracles but simply hold satsangs. And if the dear ones come up of themselves and seek initiation, only then should they be initiated. Question. Is it less fortunate karma to be born a woman? And is a woman's potential for spiritual development in this life less than that of a man? Master. It is not less fortunate karma to be born as a woman. And there is not potential difference in regard to the spiritual development in this life between a man and a woman. Masters do not attach any specific importance to the genders and consider all the humans as equal and see them from the soul level. Women have rather more chances of inner spiritual development, being more devoted to their spiritual growth, having an innate inclination to devotional dedication. Question. If the satsang aids another person in difficulty, as to money or saving another person's life, does the satsang take on the karmic burden of the one he aids? Master. The satsang is rendering monetary help or physical assistance in saving life does not involve karmic burden. Such like noble actions should be undertaken in a sense of selflessness, which rids the dear one of the subtle ego which creeps in surreptitiously and sows the seeds of future reaction. Since it is an embarrassing and baffling problem to find out whether such and such satsang is in dire need of help, physical or financial, the initiate should endeavor to donate to the master, who knows best about it, its eventual dispensation and disposal. Saint Kabir cautions a sincere devotee that donations must be made selflessly and only through the Sadguru, who knows best how these are to be disposed of. Question. If satsangis exchange gifts, do one or both of them take on some karmic burden from each other? The law of karma, Master says, is immutable and inexorable. The exchange of gifts among satsangis is a result of mutual balancing and adjustment. It should be understood carefully that the karmic binding lies in the fact that any gift is given or taken with the inner intention of doing so, whereas if the giver gives in a spirit of selflessness as a dedication to the master power, and the other receiving in the same receives in gratitude as a token of grace from the master power, both are relieved of the burden involved. Question. Do I have a lot of bad karma to work off? Answer. Every initiate has a lot of good and bad karma to be worked off during the physical existence. The terminology of good or bad karma cannot be adequately justified, as both entail some debts requiring fair liquidation. Suffice it to note that the decrees of heaven, are subject to no error, and the divine dispensation is invariably flavored with mercy. This rare inner bliss from regular and devoted meditations changes the outlook of the initiate when he or she finds the gracious hand of the master protecting him or her at every step. You should note for certain that everything that comes to you, to your counting, is definitely for your spiritual progress. And you should gladly withstand the trials and tribulations of this life by reposing your hopes and aspirations at the feet of the gracious Master Power overhead. Question, when metaphysicians heal, is this the power of God or Tao? Healing done by metaphysicians falls within the scope of the negative power when the karmic debts involved are put off for the time being and have to be repaid some time with compound interest. The gracious Master Power does not actually punish the souls, but deals out justice, tempered with mercy in accordance with our karma. The decrees of heaven are in no way subject to error, and the divine dispensation is invariably flavored with grace. Can the power of God work in our lives in spite of bad karma? Answer, the divine power of God continues working for our spiritual welfare, irrespective of the response. It is rather the enlivening principle in the human body which sustains and maintains the life, and as such works ceaselessly throughout the physical sojourn. What is termed as bad karma means lesser good, and if one is granted the boon of holy initiation, there are ample chances of improvement. So I'll stop there for today. And what we did here, I'll tell you what we can find is the first grace washes away everything. From the Satsang Dash, November 1976. And the second, karma, the law of action and reaction, chapter 4, spiritual lecture. I'm going to pick up there next time where we left off. And thank you, Master, for letting us come together and miraculously have wonderful satsang. Amen.
And thank you, Eric, for reading for us. There were 76 people at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
Active life is stepping stone to spirituality. We must be chaste. We must be honest. We must be forgiving. Forgive and forget. That's the only remedy for anger.